Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
Tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
.5 of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. We got Ted Johnson in studio this morning. Joe Murray, by the way, I just tweeted out a photo. I mean, there's Sterling, and then there's what happened to this truck last night. I mean, every year it's usually when students are coming into town, you know, right in the beginning of September. You got the people who take the big moving trucks onto Sturo, and of course there's all those bridges that are way too low. And usually when you get on Sturo, there's those things that hang down that will smack into the top of your moving van or moving truck if your height is too high. But I guess this person didn't hear that. Sometimes what happens is the truck just will get like wedged. Like they'll be moving towards it, and there'll be part of you that goes, "Oh boy, I'm not going to make it." And then you kind of ease up, but you still end up hitting it, and a couple of feet get, you know, like a sardine can get ripped off the top. This truck, it looked like he went full speed right through that sucker, because the entire roof has been lifted off this
thing. It looks like if you put like a buzzer to the middle of your head and just went straight back.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Like the entire top got stirred off of that thing. And what's the word? Is the like the strength or the usability of that? Those bridges have... Do they test those regularly to make sure that they're not effed up?
I hope so, man. I'm on the Tobin sometimes, and I'm like, this thing's old. It's going to hold up.
How many times does this happen? It's got to happen all the time.
At least 10 times a year, I think.
A buddy of mine that when I moved from Boston down to Houston back in 2011, he came out to help me move along with my dad and a couple other friends. And he did that. I mean, it was a Friday afternoon. He had the truck, and he was going down Storo, and he realizes – he can't make it. And so it just, can you imagine the traffic that gets backed up on a Friday afternoon in Storo? It's it happens all the time. It happened to my good friend, man. It's crazy.
Well, that was my way to and from work for years. And that was, you don't know how many times I've been behind a huge truck going, dude, this guy's going to get, he's going to nail this thing. And so what you either try to do is you try to either pull up and like point at it or whatever like that. But usually by that point, they're either all the way up towards the bridge or you just try to, then there's the selfish part. It's like, I'm just going to get the F out of the way so I don't get any shrapnel, and you just fly past the guy.
You're on
your
own.
Unfortunately, I've done before, which isn't the nicest thing to do. But, a lot of times they'll just stop right before it, and then you're effed.
Yep.
Because what you got to do is you have to call the police, and the police have to block off the road so you can go in reverse for what is almost like a half mile to a mile in order to go off backwards onto one of the exits so you get off there. It happens so much that I don't know how they haven't fixed, like built a new bridge. I know it sounds insane, but I mean, if it happens twice a year, don't you think that justifies getting a new bridge put in?
And the thing is, like, when you put in directions,
it's not just one bridge though. It's all
this was Dartmouth Street Bridge was a footbridge. So this isn't even like one you can drive on, but you know, you're right. Like if you put in like directions to get somewhere, it's going to tell you to go start a drive.
Of course it is.
So it's not like these guys know any better. Like, oh, you know, the truck isn't going to fit here. Maybe that's something they could update. But I don't know another way to go, Rich, besides 93. Like, I don't know. Again, I don't know how they the pike to 93. The pike to 93. I don't know, but maybe they want to avoid tolls. I don't know. But this thing, yeah. They need to do something, raise the bridge or something.
Or better signage, just kind of know, warning sign somewhere.
Signage basically smacks the hell out of your truck once you get on. I mean, I don't know how you go, oh, nothing's, everything's cool. Because, I mean, they hang it from almost every exit. Okay. Like so when you get on Sturo, so you should know. Okay. But I mean, I don't know. It's just one of those things where every year this happens several times. But this one was this one's an award winner because I mean he went all the way through. It ripped the entire thing off. Usually it's just like a tiny old thing. I mean he just nailed the and that was a long one. This is a big ass truck. It's not like one of those little mini U-Haul ones you move to used to move like down the street. This is a big ass truck.
This guy at least made it through, but he stopped. It's yeah, like right. Hey man. Why don't you get out of the way a little bit? Not block
traffic. You can't really continue to drive down the road that way. So it looks like we're going to have a Cam Newton sighting at Gillette today. But, Joe, don't get all hot and bothered. He's not going to be shirtless and throwing to Julian Edelman. He's more than likely just going to be getting a swab jammed into his nose. Or how about this, Joe? Spitting into a cup. Oh, yeah. Slow motion. And I'm sure he's going to put out a slickly produced video from his production company of him doing it as well. Maybe it'll be in black and white. Maybe we'll talk about how he felt disrespected that no one thought he could spit into a cup as good as he can. He's going to become spitting words at the end that you can't read because it's written in all those Wingdings fonts he likes to type in. But today is the big quarterback COVID test day.
Rich, did you see Cam Newton touch down at Logan Airport on Friday?
I heard you try to attempt that corny joke 15 times last week, and yes, he did. Yeah,
and he didn't. And I don't know. Ted would know, but didn't really want to talk to the media. All of a sudden, he didn't want to talk anymore.
Interesting, right? Interesting. Yeah, that's. I thought that was pretty revealing because after his hour-long YouTube interview with, Odell Beckham and those guys, it just seemed like somebody had talked to him. You know, either Bill or Bears had talked to him and gotten to him. So that's what I'm banking on because he didn't say a damn word. And usually he has something to say, unless it was just an environment that he couldn't control. And usually he likes to control the message. And he was like, no, I'm not gonna go into something. I wasn't expecting you. I don't know what to say. I don't want to look bad. But my feeling was that guy has been talked to since that YouTube video came out about a week ago.
The only thing about that video that drove me crazy is he is a non-nose covering mask wearer. It's like, as I heard Tony Maz say it, it's like putting a condom only over your testicles. It doesn't quite work that way. And I think it was the one thing which just drives like, oh, come on, dude, just lift, it's an inch. Just lift it up an inch more. Well, it's the quarterback COVID test day. They, along with the rookies, will get tested and go home. Tomorrow, the rest of the team tests. And on Friday, any player with two negative tests during the week, they'll be allowed to enter the facility. So this weekend, the NFL finally worked out what the preseason is going to look like. And listen, it sucks what's going on. Obviously, it's not the safest of environments for these guys to work in. But Ted, I was thinking about you when I read this article last night. A while back, we had you on, and you were talking about how much preseason has changed just from when you played to now. Basically, it's a walk in the park compared to what it used to be, right?
Okay,
kind of take us through what preseason used to be like when you played.
Okay, so when I played, when I first got in the league in 1995, there were two days. You had full padded practice in the morning, and then you had half pads. They call them light bulbs, where it's just shoulder pads and helmets in the afternoon, which is still a very physical. You might not do run drills, but you're going to do team drills. You're going to still have runs within those team drills. It's still a very much a physical practice. So the first day of training camp, you were in full pads, and you were doing two pads a day, two workouts a day in pads. And I'd say, by the third day, your head is just like you got a little drummer boy in your forehead just pounding. You're just, it takes a lot out of you. And then you kind of, you kind of tail back a little bit. But that's – and you played, you would play the first, quarter in the first preseason game, and you'd play the first half in the second preseason game, and then you'd play, the first series into the third quarter in the third preseason game. And now these guys, they don't have 2 days anymore. The practices, when they do have 2 days, the afternoon practice is a walkthrough. And it's 3 days on and a 1 day off. Here with these new rules, they don't hit, I don't believe, Rich, for over the first 2 weeks of camp.
So
it's completely different.
I thought about you because, obviously this is a strange condition. It's not always going to be this way. But, I mean, from what you did when you were in the league to what it was like last year and a couple years before when the players were able to negotiate, a lot less physical of a preseason. And now I'm looking at this and I'm thinking – I mean, if you were a player and, like, you know, take obviously the coronavirus out, but if you're looking at this and you're like, oh, dude, this is going to be the best preseason ever. So here's the way the schedule is. As far as being physical and as far as, like, you know, actually having to, you know, do anything that involves hitting or – so right now, days 1 through 4 is basically just testing and quarantining and virtual meetings on all the days. And then you got physicals on days 5 to 6. Then on days 7 through 15, it's strength, conditioning, and walkthroughs. So you're hitting the weights then, all right? There's still – you're 15 days in and there's been no hitting at this point. Days 16 through 20, you have 4 practices with helmets and shells. It's called light bulb, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Helmets, like light bulbs, we call it with, there's actual shoulder pads. So shells are the things that go on under the shoulder pads. They're very light material. It's basically not hitting, but it's, you know, whatever. It's not really a padded thing.
Yeah, it's just shells. To make get ready to wear the helmet and the pads.
Right, right. That's
all. Okay, so you've got 20 days so far, and you haven't done anything really truly physical. So you're day 16 through 24 practices with helmets and shells. And then you get to day 21. Teams can hold a maximum of 14 padded practices starting on August 17th. So players on the – this is according to the players on the roster bubble will have about 3 weeks of full contact practices, no preseason games, and that's it. How awesome would that be you, Teddy J?
I would love
it. This would have been great for your personal health, but at the same time, would you have been ready? Like, don't you need to hit a little bit?
The only thing, Joe, how I look at it is it's uniformed rules for the entire NFL. And there's always, and I like the CBA in 2011, when they made uniform rules for every team in the NFL, that was a huge, huge thing. Knowing that what you're doing is exactly what your competitors are doing. And there's just peace of mind in that. So I hear what you're saying. Yeah, you don't maybe feel like you might be ready, but you know what? You also feel like, well, the other guy is going through the same thing, so he's not going to be as ready. That's why I think the quality of the football is going to be – everybody talks about it, you know, in the last 5 years of how bad it is the first few games. Can you imagine what it's going to look like now? It is not going to be that good. And so, the guys that are made the team already, they're loving it. Loving it. Are you kidding me? But there's guys that are on the bubble – that need to be in padded practices to show how – I was better in pads than I was in helmets and shells. I just was. Like, you know, put – line up guys, let's go. Let's do direct runs, and it was a physical game. That was my game. So there's going to be guys that are going to probably miss out on getting jobs because of the way the practices are structured, that you're not going to be hitting as much. And so I think some guys that are on the bubble, unfortunately, this schedule does not – serve them well, in my opinion.
All right, so we got Jeff Howe from The Athletic. He is going to be covering all of this. Today, the official first day, Cam Newton will be at Gillette. Even though it's just taking his test, it's the beginning of football. We will get his take on all the stuff that happened over the weekend with the NFL and their agreement with the Players Association, and we'll get to that right after this.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect. On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
A Bruins promo. Man, that feels good to hear. Finally. This is the week, man. This is the week. Joe Murray's finally been putting money on some games, baby. And I love it. And not only do you got the Celtics starting up and you got the Bruins, but today you Cam Newton spitting in a cup or jamming a swab in his nose over there at Gillette Stadium. And, of course, we've got what was that sound that you just made, Joe Murray? That's fairly gross. Well, Jeff Howe covers the Patriots for The Athletic, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline at the beginning of a season, obviously, like no others. So, Jeff, out of all the weird stuff that kind of came out this weekend about the preseason, do you think that this is – like, this is going to be strange because, you know, there's a school of thought that, you know, these guys need to hit in order to stay safe, yet there doesn't seem to be a lot of hitting. There certainly aren't going to be any preseason games. Like, how does this all play out once the season starts?
That's a good question. That's the unknown among many that the NFL is going to encounter this season. I mean, you got to think there's going to be some type of uptick in injuries just because of, you know, as everybody gets used to the speed, tackling is going to be terrible. And you're going to see, I mean, the Patriots are always, you know, by and large, a very good tackling team. And I think you're going to see teams like the Patriots with excellent coaching, you know, you're going to see them distinguish themselves. I think they're going to have somewhat of an advantage as they get through this, just because, you know, tackling's usually bad for a good, probably 75% of the league, but you see the better coached teams, they come out of the gates a little stronger, again, like the Patriots. But I think the injuries are more of an unknown because you don't really know how their bodies are going to handle this adjustment. I mean, I think the slow ramp up that they've negotiated to start training camp should help to an extent, but once you get to August 16th or 17th and the hitting starts to, you know, you see an uptick in hitting in practice. It's been a weird off season. I have no idea how to answer this question, so I'm just rambling and I'll stop now.
No, I'm just wondering if there's anything that we haven't thought of, because, I mean, I read something this morning as well, and I think it might have been Burt Breer. I'll give him credit for it. But he was talking about how there's a lot of teams that are considering having a quarantine quarterback. Now, that sounds strange, but, you know, if there's any position to get wiped out, completely wiped out, the one that you're most screwed, obviously, is if you don't have a quarterback. Like, let's say the quarterback room gets sick or something along those lines. And, like, they're even thinking about going so far as to paying a guy $12,000 a week to stay away from the team, join them in virtual meetings, and if for some reason a worst-case scenario happens, you bring him in, he drives in, and ends up being able to quarterback on Sunday. Like, there's a lot of over-the-top things, like precautions that these teams are making to continue this to go on, and it just seems to me like almost it's like a house of cards, but are there any other weird kind of things they're putting together that just you've never seen before?
Well, I mean, Burt's been hammering that drum for months. I mean, he's been way out ahead of that one. And I'm sure there are teams. I mean, I absolutely believe that there are teams considering doing that. I thought the Patriots had a chance to consider something like that, but they cut their two undrafted rookies yesterday. So they're down to three quarterbacks, and, you know, the three guys who I would expect are all going to make the active roster, Cam Newton, Jarrett Stidham, and Brian Hoyer. But I don't know if they're going to get to, I mean, Hoyer's a guy that they could stash to the side and they could say, hey, you know what? You stay home for a while. And, you know, if we need you, come on down, just because he's so familiar with the offense and he's been used to it now for such a long time. But if you're Bill Belichick, I have a hard time believing he would also, you know, do that. I don't know. I mean, there's some weird stuff going. We're not going to see these guys for like 3 weeks either. So normally training camp under any other year, training camp starts tomorrow. Their first practice would be Wednesday. The media would be down there Wednesday. But this year, I mean, the first time that I think they would be technically allowed to hit the field is August 12th. Teams are going to have the option of whether or not to allow the media in for those first, I think, four practices. So I would not anticipate being down to Gillette until August 16th or 17th, whenever their first true training camp practice is going to be. And then you always get about somewhere between 15 and 17 days to watch them practice. I don't know how many that's going to turn into this year, because then they they're usually allowed to shut it down mid-August, right around the time we're going to be allowed back in, and that's when they're allowed to close those practices for a couple weeks before the season. So it's just totally backwards and unpredictable. The unfortunate thing is it's kind of crazy just from a media perspective. You jump right onto this thing. The treadmill's going 100 miles an hour. You come from vacation into training camp. But this is the month when you learn, as a writer, the most about the team because you get to watch them every single day. You see trends, and you get to see how guys are going from the first team to the second team or from the third team up to the first team and stuff like that. And I'm not sure realistically how much we're going to get a chance to be able to study the team in that way. But, hey, well, I mean, we're all learning like the rest of them.
Hey, Jeff, what do you think with this truncated offseason, this, you know, no preseason games, you know, just the bizarro kind of schedule that's been set up for training camp? Do you, when it comes to the quarterback position here with the Patriots, do you think that serves Cam Newton better or Jared Stidham this situation when it comes to, being the starter week one of the season?
Probably Cam Newton, just because, I mean, he's done it all. For the most part in the NFL, and Jared Stidham still needs that experience. Now, maybe having the year in the system is going to benefit Stidham. That's probably more of the wild card. I mean, if Cam Newton comes in and he doesn't really adjust to the system as well as, I would expect Cam Newton to get it because he's been in the league for so long, and there are so many different things that he can do to be an effective quarterback. So I think that his style is going to be suited for better suited than Stidham. I mean, I think going into this, the Stidham stuff wasn't all hype. Everything that I've been saying about Stidham for the last year is because of stuff that I've seen with my own eyes. This was going back to last training camp and preseason. It was kind of what I was saying a minute or two ago. When you get to watch these guys every single day, you really get a good feel for how they're playing and how they, you know, mesh with their teammates and stuff like that. But I think, you know, we'd all be crazy to think that if Cam Newton comes in and is healthy and is out there every single day, I mean, it's hard to imagine Stidham is able to beat out a guy like that who, I mean, I think everybody looks at 2015 when Cam Newton was awesome and he was the MVP and he helped get that great Panthers team to a Super Bowl or almost great Panthers team to a Super Bowl. But he was also pretty good in 2017 and 2018 when he was healthy. So if you see that healthy version of Cam Newton, the other benefits or the other factors that you mentioned, you know, the abbreviated offseason and stuff like that, yeah, that helps Newton. But I think really he's a more proven commodity, and he's a lot farther ahead in his career than a guy like Jared Stidham, who could still have a great career. But, I mean, we've seen what Newton can do.
I read some stuff this weekend about how Bill Belichick is considered high risk. And if you think about, like, you know, all these players and everything all around me, the coaches in the center of all of it, I'm just wondering if what precautions, because, I mean, obviously the quarterback, if that gets wiped out, that's bad. But, like, right behind that might be Belichick not being there. Don't you think? I mean, like, what are the – have you heard anyone talking about, like, what they're going to do, like, put this guy in bubble wrap so he doesn't get sick? But for the first time somebody wrote that, I was like, that's weird. And I don't know if I quite, you know, I would freak out about it, but I never really thought of it that way. Bill Belichick is kind of close to the high-risk group in all of this, isn't he?
Oh, he's in the high risk group. He's not close to it. I mean, is he 69 or 70? I mean, either way, he's in that age group where you don't want a guy, you know, that's right around my parents' age. I don't want my parents getting it. That's just, that's stuff that is absolutely true. I mean, if Belichick gets it, this isn't just a football thing. This is like a real life type of matter. I mean, anybody around that age, I think the Patriots are fortunate in the sense that they still have Josh McDaniels on staff, and that's somebody with head coaching experience, and I believe is probably the highest paid coordinator in the league. So they've got some leadership in place. They've got still as much as the assistant coaches have been poached and gone elsewhere over the last couple of years, they still have a tremendous staff. But this is more of a real life thing for Belichick. And I was thinking earlier, I forgot to say it, but I was talking to a former player earlier in the offseason, and he was saying, you know, I can trust myself to do all the right things. You know, I can keep my bubble safe at home and all this other stuff. But saying, you know, quite frankly, the guy had played with some dirty former teammates, guys that he couldn't trust were going to go home and do the right thing and might be going out and doing some stuff that they shouldn't be doing or partying or whatever. And I mean, partying's all well and good most years, as long as you know, show up to work on time and do all that stuff to be accountable.
Look at the Lou Williams story. I mean, that says everything.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess that the NFL right now, aren't they trying to do something to where, and by the way, social media is going to be everything over the next season, because it's going to be somebody taking a picture of themselves during the week at either a party or a club or doing something like that. Now, I believe the NFL is trying to put something into the rules right now where if they find out that you have done something like that, they can take away your paychecks, correct?
Yeah. The best part is they're not allowed to go to sporting events.
Right. It's like the list is right. It's a, you know, it's nightclubs and things like that, but sporting events, which is kind of their job to be at, is something that's on the list, which could get them in trouble.
Heaven forbid they check out a Revs game.
They're not going to get contact with anyone.
Hey, Jeff, real quick, we know that there's some salary cap movement happening over the next couple of years. Free agent, an undrafted free agent's made the team every year. Do you see that happening this year? Will they be able to get that those type of guys on film to see if they make the team? And could there be any cap casualties this year?
I think the number one cap casualty possibility has already been taken care of. Rex Burkhead he restructured his contract a couple weeks ago. So I think that's one guy who would have been on the bubble immediately because of the cap. Another one that I would look at would be Marcus Cannon. I mean, he changed agents earlier this offseason, which for a guy with, I think it's 2 years left on his contract. Yeah, it's 2 years left on his contract. Changing agents at this point in his career is, you know, the smoke comes out. You're thinking that means the Patriots were already talking to him about a new type of deal. And a guy who just didn't have as good of a year last year as he had the previous three or four. So if Marcus Cannon can't hold off a guy like Yodney Cajuste to right tackle, then he could absolutely be a cap casualty. The undrafted Jeff Thomas is a guy that I think has – the most excitement about him. He was a tremendous athlete at the University of Miami. I mean, from what I was told, he was accountable and present and did all the right things during the virtual offseason. Of course, an extremely limited sample size right there, and the real stuff is about to ramp up. But a guy who has had a lot of trouble in previous stops, and just a much longer story than I can really explain here. You can check it out in The Athletic that I wrote about a month ago. But him, Scoota Harris, a linebacker from Arkansas, those are two guys that jump out as possibilities who could make the roster. But you're right. I mean, think about Malcolm Butler, who had a really, really good offseason and training camp in 2014, was the last cornerback to make the roster. We know how his story unfolded. A guy like Rob Ninkovich was literally the 80th man on the 80-man roster in 2009. I mean, he was signed like August 2nd, was a total unknown. Was found a way to sneak onto the active roster and, you know, blossomed and became a key part of a couple Super Bowl teams. So, yeah, this is an offseason that is going to absolutely destroy some of those underdog stories. You saw it yesterday, over the weekend, 10 guys already have gotten cut. So they went from 90 to 80. And they just, you lost a 9-week offseason workout program with, I guess, 4 weeks of practice. So it's an unfortunate part of the business. And, you know, Jamar Smith, the undrafted quarterback, was a guy who had, I mean, turned down a professional baseball career to stick with football, and was a guy that I was really excited to watch and potentially develop. But, you know, we'll see where his career takes him because he was cut yesterday. So already you're seeing some of those dreams potentially die.
All right, Jeff Howe, writer for The Athletic. He'll be covering the Patriots the best he can. It's going to be a weird season covering this team, and I mean, the next couple of months are just, or the next couple of weeks rather, are going to be strange how this all fleshes out. No preseason games. Who knows what the hell is going to happen, but it'll be interesting. So, Jeff, thanks for coming on with us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be talking to my boss later today to figure out exactly what I'm supposed to do with my life for the next few weeks. So it should be fun.
All right. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Have a good one, guy.
He's not the only one getting frozen out. If you think what the NFL is doing to the media right now, you should see what the NHL is doing. Like, the NHL is not letting anyone in that bubble except for, like, three writers who work for NHL.com. I think Milbury got in there, too, because he does stuff for, you know, the NHL Network or NBC Sports. So he's actually part of it. But no, I think that most every Bruins writer is not allowed any kind of access to these guys aside from, like, Zoom interviews and things like that. So it's going to be a very, very strange – I don't care. I just want to see playoff hockey. That's all I care about. You know, we're beggars can't be choosers at this point. All right, 617-779-0985. Someone just gloriously screwed up in the NBA bubble. The snitch hotline was off the hook. We will get to what happened and the just unbelievably dumb explanation that the player had right after Joe Murray's headlines.
Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Marcus Smart dribbling behind his back, makes a spin move, steps into the paint, scoops it with the right hand off the window in hand.
Mark has been spectacular. Oh. This time getting through a little seam, little gap. This time just lays it up softly.
17-5 is the Boston run now. Their largest lead up by 8. 2-0 Celtics in minute number 2.
Look at that crowd noise.
How can you look at the crowd noise?
Way to go, Grandy.
And they are off and running. 98.5 of Sports of its Toucher and Rich. That sounded good, though. I mean, as I said, out of all the broadcasts, whether it be radio or television, you know, the play-by-play and the color is fine. It feels normal.
Did you see their setup, Rich, in one of the back studios?
Okay, where is that? Because on the Sports Hub's Instagram, they showed this special Celtic setup that they've got going on, which, by the way, is fairly impressive because they put, like, all these different monitors all over the place because they're broadcasting from the station in Dorchester while all this is going on. But where the hell is that? I tried to figure out what studio that
was. I think it's
the
one across the one you work at.
Okay. All right. Well, that is, I mean, now, do they every day stock the studio with mounds of chocolate cake so Cedric Maxwell can feel at home like he normally does when he broadcasts?
I don't know if you heard any of that Max interview last week, but I had to ask, like, where does this stuff come from? He's like, I don't know, man. It just comes out. And then he started getting into these, like, he called John Wallach Cougar. Like John Cougar Wallachamp, basically. And, like, I still can't get that out of my head from this weekend, but he loves himself some John Wallach.
He loves Wallach. He'd rather be working with Wallach. I don't think there's any question. I mean, listen, Sean Grandy's a good guy, but I think that it's, you know, years upon years of working with a guy, you know, like you know, I think just sometimes you're like, hey, maybe a little something new. And then you got John Wallach over here who's nothing but professional. And I know Wallach would like that to happen, so I'm not saying that he's trying to push Sean Grandy out the door, but he might be. But here is Cedric Maxwell.
In the paint, double team, finds Hayward cutting, throws out to the open man of the corner, Jaylen Brown, three in the air, got it.
3 points, Celtics.
Whoa, what's that guy right now laying out? 3 points, Celtics.
I love that. We need that. We need Max during this time. I mean, to do that, that's what we're listening to, right? Right? Isn't that literally what we're observing or hearing? Is some guy just freaked out about a 3-point? That's why I love Max in this situation. I think he's going to excel being in the studio, and he's going to be thinking exactly what we all think.
Yeah, and it's tough for him because he can't, like, walk away from the broadcast and just kind of talk to people like he does sometimes during the regular broadcast. And as I said, I mean, you know, you're going to have to just give him just mountains of sweets because I think my man Cedric Maxwell just absolutely loved the catering room that they've got there over at the TD Garden. So we got to make him feel comfortable. But, listen, it's great. I don't know how you can make it much better than they did. It's still weird because there's no crowd. But watching it on TV this weekend, I don't know how you can make it better than they did. The only thing I don't like is when they put up the fake chants from the crowd. Once again, I've always been against that, but I think it looks kind of cool with the huge screens that they've got. You know, I'd rather almost see those screens than just see empty seats.
Yep. So, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so decent job on their part. Now, the other thing that they've done a really good job at is keeping the bubble safe. And, you know, there's a lot of issues right now with baseball. Did you hear about the Marlins? Marlins have four guys starting that, you know, they couldn't leave yesterday because there's four guys who tested positive and they still let them play, which was crazy. But there's all of that. And, you know, there's chaos when it comes to teams moving around. But the bubble's working. So down at the NBA, they're doing everything they can to make sure that all these guys don't get affected. The snitch hotline is apparently ringing. There's people tattling on Dwight Howard for doing a myriad of things. Mm-hmm. But this weekend might have been I know there's going to be players who are going to be kind of terrified by this, like players who truly are taking this seriously. But to me, this was just, if there's any way that you're going to get busted, this was the funniest. So we've got a story where, unfortunately, Lou Williams, who is a very important player for the Clippers.
Sixth man of the year.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
Great player.
Yeah. I love his game. He's instant energy. And he's a guy that's going to be very important come playoff time.
Yeah, on a contending team. Yep.
Yeah, on a contending team. Right. They're one of the, like, four or five legitimate contenders. So he ended up getting an excused absence from the bubble because his grandfather had died. So he went back to Atlanta where he grew up and even played on the Hawks there for a couple of years and was coming back to the bubble. And someone at the NBA got a call and said, hey, man, you might want to take a look at social media right now. Lou Williams might not have been behaving himself the way that somebody you would think would who was returning back to the bubble. And he's like, okay, well, what is this? So apparently one of his friends, a rapper by the name of Jack Harlow, put on Instagram a picture of Lou Williams at Magic City Strip Club in Atlanta. Now, Magic City, if you don't know what it is.
Yes, please tell me, Rich. I've heard good things.
Okay. It is one of the most famous strip clubs in the country, and the reason being all the songs, all like the really good like rap songs that you hear played at strip clubs, they're tested out at Magic City. That's where, like, you know, back in the day it would be Little John and the Ying Yang Twins, and now it's, you know, all these different producers from down in Atlanta. This is where they go and they get in the booth and they try it out to make sure. I mean, like, Shake It Like a Salt Shaker was born at Magic City Strip Club. So
to the window, to the wall, like stuff like that. Okay,
yeah, like, you know, we're not making them. We're not getting them naked quick enough. Let's make sure. Let's change a couple of lyrics, put a couple more drops in there, and then we'll be set. But it's enormous. So Lou Williams, there's a picture that this rapper Jack Harlow ended up putting out of him and Lou Williams in the strip club. And so he ends up getting a phone call saying, dude, what are you doing? And his answer was, yeah, I did go there, but it was just because I really liked their chicken wings. And I was picking up some chicken wings to eat. In fairness, the chicken wings there are named after him. As a matter of fact, they're called the Lou Will Lemon Pepper Barbecue Wings. So they named, he apparently was such a big client there that they named it after him. So he ends up going through, and his answer to them was that he was just there to get the chicken wings. Now, after this picture went up, it was taken off Instagram like within minutes, and this rapper tweeted, that was an old picture of me and Lou.
Oh, yeah.
I was just reminiscing because I miss him. Now, the only problem was that in the picture, Williams is holding a drink and wearing an NBA mask that was given out on the Orlando campus. And just the fact that he had a mask, like, what was he just, like, you know, ahead of the curve? Was he wearing a mask before anyone else really should have? And that's why, he's a time traveler. This is from a long time ago. So now, and good for the NBA, they said, all right, dude, 10 days in quarantine, and now he's going to miss a couple of games.
The Lakers game.
That's right. He's going to miss the Lakers game, and I know that they're all fighting for seating and stuff like that, but they're not messing around in Orlando. And I just love the fact that people can't resist putting things on social media. And it's a great thing. And it's gonna help out all these teams. Because what if nobody knew? Like, what if he went to the strip club and let's say he got sick and then he came back into the bubble? I mean, like, what if people didn't know? And Ted, I was thinking about your team that you played with, because the one thing that, you know, people thought about that defense you were on was that these guys were hard worker, lunch pail guys. It was all about, I mean, you guys were as serious as it came. I mean, that was kind of like the vibe that most people think about when they think about your defense that you were on. Guys like Brewski and you and the way that you guys were all business, correct? Like that.
Very much so, yeah.
Okay. Tell me the truth. If you guys were forced to stay in a bubble, would there have been guys on that defense that you would have to think twice about trusting that they could?
Yeah.
and you were on a team known for, like, their unity, yep. Hard nose. Like, I mean, that was a team known yep. for that. And you still would have doubts about one of those guys being able to behave
themselves.
Yeah,
but if I had to guess that I would think everybody would do what they had to do, just because the culture was, you know, you didn't want to let the other guy down. So here you go. You got a team like the Clippers. Lou Williams is a great player on that team who's got a viable chance of actually winning the championship. And you go out and you do something like that, you know, the other guys got to kind of look at him a little bit like, dude, you know, like we're on the precipice of winning a championship and really turning this, you know, franchise around. And you're doing that. It's probably not a good, it's not playing well in the locker room.
Can I just call Doc Rivers for a second? Like, Patrick Beverley's had to leave. Montrezl Harrell's had to leave there.
Yeah.
And maybe Lou Williams is like, well, if these guys are leaving, why can't I? I mean, I'm just saying.
Why did Patrick Beverley leave?
I think there were personal reasons that we don't know what they are.
Well, these might be. I mean, this.
No, you're right. We don't know what they are. I don't want to go there, but maybe he just saw two guys that are basically starters leave, and he's like, "Oh, what about me? I want to go get some chicken wings." I mean, I'm serious. I feel like Doc Rivers might want to reel these guys in a little bit. Kawhi Leonard came there late. Mm-hmm. If you think about it,
Lou Williams is trying to slip one past the goal.
I think you're right.
He was just like, dude, I'm going to get this through. I'm going to be in here for 3 months. Dude, I'm going to get in while the getting's good.
That situation there has been interesting, though. Like, Kawhi came late, and people were wondering, oh, is this a COVID thing? Like, Beverly's out. These guys are all going to miss that opening game. Like, to me, I think the Clippers can win the championship this year.
Oh, absolutely.
But, like, this dude's going to miss 10 games, whatever. It's all said and done. But he just didn't care about the bubble rules whatsoever. Right.
Here's
he was
Doc.
Ignorant about it.
Here's Doc. He was asked about Lou Williams.
Well, I can't share much of his journey because I wasn't on that journey with him.
Neither was I.
But he's back here. I can tell you that much. And, you know, obviously those got out. And that's something that we obviously did enjoy seeing or like.
Okay, so we don't know the full story of why these guys were all gone, and we know the Lou Williams one, which is ridiculous. The only thing about Doc that I'll say is that, you know, I do think that back in the day when he was coach of the Celtics, I might have given him a little too much credit for being like the leader of the locker room, because the more you start to hear is that was the Garnett culture more than it was the Doc Rivers culture, that he was the guy who kept things regulated. And maybe for the most part, like, there's been some incidents since he's been out in Los Angeles, you know, with some of his teammates not quite controlling themselves. But, you know, in this case, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt until we realize, you know, other stuff. I just thought the Lou Williams thing was fantastic because, you know, social media is going to ruin all these guys because people can't resist putting stuff up on the internet. And thank God, because you know what? If I'm I don't know who the Clippers are playing that first game. I don't know the first real game.
Well, the real game. Lakers. Oh, it's
okay.
This Thursday night.
That the first game? If I'm a player on the Lakers, well, for two reasons. Dude, I'm calling the snitch line if I see that. A, I don't want to get sick. And B, well, that's one of my rivals who I don't have to play.
Hell yeah.
So thank God. So this snitch line, and people are using it, and I've got no problem with it because if that's what keeps that bubble from bursting, God bless them. Because it's doing everyone a service by doing that. And just to be as dumb as going to a strip club and then putting it up on – I know he didn't, but his dumb friend did – and putting it up there. But listen, maybe they got great chicken wings. Who knows?
That's what Brendan Merriweather says.
What is it about a buffet at a strip club that just kind of turns
me off?
I've
heard that many
times. It doesn't turn me on. It just turns me off, man.
Well, talk to – who is it? Mo Vaughn about the Foxy Lady's chicken
wings?
That's
right, yeah.
From what I hear, he used to crush those suckers over there for a while. All right. When we come back, we'll I have a quick quiz for Mr. Ted Johnson and Joe Murray. We'll get to that right after this.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.